模拟演练。 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, what's the matter?
I have a sore throat, doctor.
What's the matter?
I have a sore throat, doctor.
Number two, I don't feel well.
What's the matter?
I have a bad cold.
Really? You should take some medicine.
I don't feel well.
What's the matter?
I have a bad cold.
Really? You should take some medicine.
Number three. I'm not feeling well now, doctor.
Let me see. I'm afraid you have a cold. Well, you should drink a lot of hot water.
I'm not feeling well now, doctor.
Let me see. I'm afraid you have a cold. Well, you should drink a lot of hot water.
Number four. You don't look very well today. What's the matter, Kate?
I worked late last night. I want to have a good rest.
You don't look very well today. What's the matter, Kate?
I worked late last night. I want to have a good rest.
Number five. Why? You were late again. And what's the excuse this time?
I'm sorry. My bike was broken on the way.
Why? You were late again. And what's the excuse this time?
I'm sorry. My bike was broken on the way. Number six. What's wrong with you?
I hurt my leg when I played basketball.
What's wrong with you?
I hurt my leg when I played basketball. Number seven. I have a terrible toothache, and I couldn't fall asleep last night.
Please lie down and open your mouth.
I have a terrible toothache, and...I couldn't fall asleep last night.
Please lie down and open your mouth.
Number eight. Oh, I cut my finger. Cindy, help me put a bandage on it.
No, Peter. Come on. Run it underwater.
Oh, I cut my finger.Cindy, help me put a bandage on it.
No, Peter. Come on. Run it underwater.
B. 请听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Is everybody here today?
No. Thomas and Mike aren't.
Where are they?
Thomas wasn't feeling well, so Mike took him to the hospital.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Is everybody here today?
No. Thomas and Mike aren't.
Where are they?
Thomas wasn't feeling well, so Mike took him to the hospital.
What's the matter, boy?
I don't feel well. I have a headache.
When did it start?
This morning. Oh, no, yesterday evening.
Let me have a look. Open your mouth. It's just a cold. You should get some rest.
Do I have to take any medicine?
No, just some time in bed will be fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's the matter, boy?
I don't feel well. I have a headache.
When did it start?
This morning. Oh, no, yesterday evening.
Let me have a look. Open your mouth. It's just a cold. You should get some rest.
Do I have to take any medicine?
No, just some time in bed will be fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's wrong with you, Mary? You look unhappy.
I had a disagreement with my mother and decided not to talk to her.
Why?
I wanted my mother to buy me an MP4 player, but she said an MP4 player is not useful to me.
Oh, then do you think an MP4 player is useful to you?
Yes. You know, many of my classmates have MP4 players.
I think your mother is right. It's very important for you to study hard now. You should say sorry to your mother.
But I'm afraid my mother...
Don't worry. Your mother will be happy to hear that.
Thanks for your advice, Mr. Lee.
What's wrong with you, Mary? You look unhappy.
I had a disagreement with my mother and decided not to talk to her.
Why?
I wanted my mother to buy me an MP4 player, but she said an MP4 player is not useful to me.
Oh. Then do you think an MP4 player is useful to you?
Yes. You know, many of my classmates have MP4 players.
I think your mother is right. It's very important for you to study hard now. You should say sorry to your mother.
But I'm afraid my mother...
Don't worry. Your mother will be happy to hear that.
Thanks for your advice, Mr. Lee.
Good morning, Miss Green. Could you help me?
Good morning, Jack. What's wrong with you?
I have a headache for 2 days. And it is becoming worse and worse.
Have you taken your temperature?
Yes, and it's not too high.
Do you sleep well these days?
No, I have to stay up too late this week for my final exam.
Maybe you should go to bed early and try to have a good rest.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Good morning, Miss Green. Could you help me?
Good morning, Jack. What's wrong with you?
I have a headache for 2 days, and it is becoming worse and worse.
Have you taken your temperature?
Yes, and it's not too high.
Do you sleep well these days?
No. I have to stay up too late this week for my final exam.
Maybe you should go to bed early and try to have a good rest.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
请听第五段材料，回答第十九至第二十二小题。
It was Saturday. Katie was reading a novel when she heard a knock at the door. She opened the door and found it was one of her neighbors, Mrs. King, with her son Jim. Her husband fell off from a tree and hurt his leg. She had to carry him to the hospital, but nobody could look after little Jim. Katie understood everything. She was ready to help. The woman thanked her and hurried off. Katie read some picture books for Jim and then taught him to sing a song. She took him out and watched some children flying kites by the river. She gave him some cakes when he felt hungry. That afternoon, when Mrs. King came again to take Jim home, the boy didn't want to leave his sister.
It was Saturday. Katie was reading a novel when she heard a knock at the door. She opened the door and found it was one of her neighbors, Mrs. King, with her son Jim. Her husband fell off from a tree and hurt his leg. She had to carry him to the hospital, but nobody could look after little Jim. Katie understood everything. She was ready to help. The woman thanked her and hurried off. Katie read some picture books for Jim and then taught him to sing a song. She took him out and watched some children flying kites by the river. She gave him some cakes when he felt hungry. That afternoon, when Mrs. King came again to take Jim home, the boy didn't want to leave his sister.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子，每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容，独白读两遍。
It was Saturday. Thomas's father was ill. Thomas was on the way to the hospital to see his father. The hospital was very far, so he had to take a bus. When he got to the bus stop, there were already many people there. They were standing in line. The bus was late. Thomas didn't want to wait in line. He went to the front and stood there. One of the people said to him, "You shouldn't cut in line, boy." With a red face, Thomas said, "Sorry," and went to the end of the line. Soon the bus came, and all the people got on the bus.
It was Saturday. Thomas's father was ill. Thomas was on the way to the hospital to see his father. The hospital was very far, so he had to take a bus. When he got to the bus stop, there were already many people there. They were standing in line. The bus was late. Thomas didn't want to wait in line. He went to the front and stood there. One of the people said to him, "You shouldn't cut in line, boy." With a red face, Thomas said, "Sorry," and went to the end of the line. Soon, the bus came, and all the people got on the bus.